Good afternoon. Police are investigating a second possible gender violence death in Malaga province in just 3 weeks. Last night, the Guardia Civil arrested a 53-year-old Spanish man in the Rincón de la Victoria in connection with the death of his partner, a 37-year-old Russian woman. The charred body of the victim was discovered late in the evening on a bonfire in a ravine in Neja. Sources report that the incident unfolded at a house in the Nuevo Rincón area, where the two lived together. After allegedly killing the woman, the man carried her body to a garage to put it in a car when he was startled by a neighbour, who later decided to call the emergency services. Meanwhile, the suspect had driven the body more than 40 kilometres away to a difficult-to-access ravine, where he built a small bonfire and put the corpse on it. The suspect was arrested at his home in Rincón de la Victoria after several patrols responded to the neighbour's call. The number of people registering as jobless in Spain fell by a record 5.47% in July from the previous month, so Labour Ministry data showed this morning, as eased COVID restrictions spurred a recovery in hiring despite rising infections. The latest data marks the fifth consecutive month of falling jobless figures and the sharpest one-month reduction since 1996. The Labour Minister, Yolanda Díaz, said the data demonstrated that government support measures were working and an economic recovery was now in sight, with 3.41 million people out of work compared to 3.01 million in July 2019, employment has yet to recover its pre-pandemic levels. Employment rose across all sectors, with the hard-hit services industry accounting for the bulk of the hiring, likely a result of the arrival of the summer tourism season. Meanwhile, the number of foreign tourists jumped to 2.2 million in June, rising nearly tenfold from a year earlier when global travel restrictions brought international tourism to a near halt. Tourists spent a total of 2.42 billion euros, up from around 133.9 million last June, but still 75% lower than in June 2019, when some 8.8 million people visited Spain. And Costa Blanca-based opticians Optima Optica were the target of yet another robbery, this time from their shop in Los Alcázares in the early hours of Sunday morning. Over 100 pairs of glasses were taken, with the police believing the same gang were responsible, as similar tactics had been used at each location. Staff from a nearby hotel called the police after seeing two hooded men breaking into the Los Alcázares shop and then speeding away in a blue Audi A6 car. The local police pursued the vehicle, but the thieves fled using the AP7 motorway, though the Guardia Civil tried to intercept the car just outside Murcia, but were unsuccessful. The latest theft takes the total value of stolen goods to more than 100,000 euros, with the previous thefts being from Gran Alicante in February, with La Morina and Rajales in late May. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.